7:12, Jontay and Rich, Arizona's Morning Show. Coming up this morning, James Denton from Desperate Housewives will be on there with us. We're going to play a little Desperate Housewife trivia. Right now, though, let's talk about some of the new movies opening up today. I know we got that one you're talking about, that Stay Alive game.
Oh, God, it looks so scary.
The sequel to Saturday Night Fever. That's actually when Frankie Muniz was here. Remember, he was talking about being in that movie. He's in that movie, I think.
Oh, that's right.
Do you remember that?
Oh, that'd be cool to see him die. In a movie, I mean.
You got that movie opening up today. You got Larry the Cable Guy's movie opening up today. And then you've got the Denzel movie opening up today.
Yeah.
And the Denzel movie looks like the one that's like, you know, the serious one, obviously, not Larry the Cable Guy.
No, I don't think so.
Even though I bet you Larry the Cable Guy movie will surprise you as far as being at the top 10.
Oh, yeah. You got the Deep South that you have not taken into account. Oh.
Let's say hi to Don and John. What are you guys reviewing for us today?
Good morning, you guys.
Hey, we're going to go after the big movie, and we're going to review Inside Man because the other ones are either stupid or scary. So we're going after Inside Man this morning.
You call Larry the Cable Guy Health Inspector stupid
or scary?
Even the title doesn't
can
make
you believe
sense.
It?
I thought he was the cable guy. Now he's the health inspector. I can never watch him again.
Okay.
You guys ready?
That was great. The first time we're ever quiet.
And how could Stay Alive be scary with Frankie Muniz? Please. Unless they cut him into little pieces. So let's do Inside Man, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You guys with us?
I think the title gives away
here.
The movie, right?
What?
The title probably gives away the whole movie.
Well, we'll get to that. Yes. Pay close attention. All right.
Okay, go.
And I'm actually going to borrow from the movie a little bit here to set the mood. So pay strict attention to what we say because we choose our words carefully and we never repeat ourselves. So make sure you pay attention.
Got it.
Screw that up.
Yeah, you did, John.
I should have written it down, I guess.
Okay, so Inside Man is a keep you guessing, not really sure what is happening bank heist movie full of the uninspected. Clive Owen, he leads a team and they lay siege to a prestigious New York bank and they take a whole bunch of hostages. And Denzel Washington, he's a cop who's actually under investigation for embezzlement, but he happens to be the only qualified guy on duty when this all goes down, so he's assigned as the hostage negotiator. And everything does not go by book when Jodie Foster shows up, who's a power broker, and she demands to see the guys that are robbing the bank. And her obvious allegiance to her influential clients and her robbers' perfectly motivated scheme and a very perceptive cop all keep you guessing to what's really happening, and you're not going to know till the end what happened, but you're going to know what went down, but you're not going to really understand why.
Yeah.
Oh, even at the end, they don't really tell you what's up?
Well, they tell you what's up and what happened, but you're not going to really get why.
Yeah, that's the issue with it. I mean, for the good things about the movie, Denzel Washington and Jodie Foster are absolutely spectacular. Those guys, it's obvious why they have two Oscars apiece. Spike Lee, I thought, did a really good job, and there's some really, really smart and funny lines in this thing. A lot of good things going for it, but the heartache I have with it is that the story, I don't get it. I mean, the title, Inside Man, who was the Inside Man? Do you know who the Inside Man was on?
I'm not telling.
Unless it was Jodie Foster. I don't have any idea what that has to do with the movie. The robbery scheme would actually never work. It's completely unrealistic.
I think John's being pretty harsh.
Well, and the big secret turns out to be not that big a secret. And at the end, there's just so many unanswered questions and issues that they didn't resolve in the movie. So I really don't think you need to spend the movie trying to figure out what's going on, because I'm pretty convinced that Spike Lee doesn't even know what's going on. But still, because the acting is so great, the directing is so great, it's really a movie worth seeing.
Maybe that's why it's called Inside Man. You had to be an inside man on the set while they were filming
it.
Maybe that's
going
it. I don't know. It's weird because they took all these great, like Spike Lee, Oscar-nominated. You know, the actors are all Oscar-nominated or Oscar winners. And they took an unknown writer that did the whole thing himself, has no other credits. And he didn't pull it off, I didn't think.
I actually liked the movie a little bit better than John did. I think the acting was spectacular, and the story was really entertaining. So, believe it or not, I won the battle on this one on our movie night traffic light. We're going to rate this one a green.
Oh, because,
really?
Yeah, the movie was not perfect, but the entertainment factor is really high. It's pretty cool.
I wouldn't feel gypped if I paid $10 to see it.
Okay, yeah, that's my question.
Good. Yeah.
If it's a good ride, then who cares really how it is?
That's what I think, too. Yeah.
And I give it that. I mean, it is good. Denzel Washington's amazing. I mean, he makes some, like, very bland lines, really funny in the movie, so it's a good ride.
So I'm assuming with those big names in it that they are all the inside man. This is what I get from the movie trailer,
yes.
And I've
you
only
know,
seen a couple seconds of it. I've heard it. I think they have commercials on the radio station. Here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Denzel, Jodie Foster, and Clive Owen are actually all on the same team trying to rob
in
the bank.
In cahoots.
Yeah, they're all in cahoots trying to rob the bank. Yeah,
not at all.
That's not the answer, but if you do figure it out when you see the movie, you have to let us know because really we're not exactly sure what that means.
I think I know what it means, but it's kind of, it's not what you think at all, and it's kind of lame.
I definitely think it's Denzel Washington, because like I said this morning, the dude's done so many movies, I can't see him doing the run-of-the-mill bank heist, and he's the good cop, and yada yada, like, there has to be something funky.
He's got to he's got to have some kind of, like, big flaw in his character.
Yeah.
There is a flaw, that's actually true, there is a flaw in his character, but he's not involved in the heist, though, I will tell you that.
He's never been as good as he was in Carbon Copy with George Segal.
Wow.
Training Day, that's his...
Oh, man.
That's his big movie.
You hated him in Training Day. Like, oh.
Now, what about... Exactly. Hey, you remember that movie he did, Virtuosity?
Yep.
And that was with Russell Crowe,
yep,
was the bad guy.
That.
I don't remember that at
That's
all.
When computers like first started. Like, he played a bad guy in a computer that came out and fought against Russell Crowe.
I didn't know that. I have to read that.
It was awesome. Yeah, all right, you guys. Well, thanks a lot.
Nice
thank
job, y'all.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.